Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai. And thank you, Elion, the glorified Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Give the Lord a bigger clap of hands. I welcome you to this Resurrection Sunday morning. And I'll be preaching on a very strange topic titled The Resurrections of the Resurrection. The Resurrections of the Resurrection. Our objective is to understand the things that resurrected at the resurrection. And as we go ahead, I'm going to say three things by way of introduction that will also lead us into the subject. One, the resurrection, and I'd like to welcome all our churches all over the world. Lomé Togo, I just saw. Cameroon, I just saw. Everywhere. The death and resurrection of Jesus Christ is the center point of Christianity. The center. It is what imparts validity, authenticity, reality, originality to Christianity. It imparts validity, authenticity, reality, originality to Christianity. The death and resurrection of Jesus Christ is the center point of Christianity. Most religions of the world copy a lot of things that Christians do. At times, a copy can be so miserable copies. The only thing they haven't been able to copy is to claim that their founder resurrected. Like we used to say, many religions will be proud to show you the burial site and the tomb of their founder. Here all we have is an empty tomb. That is why crossless Christianity is worthless Christianity. Christianity without a cross is Christianity without a worth. Crossless Christianity is worthless. You know, most times we celebrate Christmas, and that is all right. Christmas is great to celebrate. But it's important to know that Christmas without Easter is nothing. He was not born to be born. He was born to die. The reason for the birth is the death. So the death is the most critical part of his life. And if you care, the real matter is the matter of the death. The matter of the death. Because if he was only born, you can still go to hell. But because he died, we are not permitted to end in hell. Can somebody lift your right hand and give him the shout of praise? Lift your hands and say, thank you, Jesus, for your death on Calvary. Give him the praise and take your seat. The second thing that I'd like you to know is that when Jesus, all right, say it like this. He died. He was crucified. He died and was buried with the challenges of mankind. He was crucified, died, and was buried with the challenges of mankind. Isaiah chapter 53 and in verse 6. This alone may not interest you, but there's something that will interest you shortly. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. It is of interest to find out what was buried when he was buried. What was laid on him. Number one, he took our iniquity. This is 2A now, if possible. He was crucified with our iniquity. We just read that. Isaiah chapter 53 and in verse 6. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. In John chapter 1 verse 29, I believe, he said, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. He that taketh away the sin of the world. So he was buried with the iniquity of mankind. Number two. He was buried with our rejection. In Isaiah chapter 53 and in verse 3, God drove man from the Garden of Eden. There was a rejection that existed already, apart from any other personal rejection you may have. But he is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid his, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Any rejection and every disdain that we will have, he carried it on the cross. Number three, he was buried with our sorrows and depression. He was buried with our sorrows, buried with our depression. The Bible said he was a man of sorrow. We saw that in Isaiah chapter 53 verse 3 and in verse 4 as well. He is despised and rejected of men. You ran too fast. A man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. He carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. Beloved, many times we only thought that Jesus carried our sins. Yes. The sins and everything that followed the sin. He carried the sin. He carried the rejection. He carried the sorrow and the depression. Number four, he was buried with our pains. He was buried with our pains. In Isaiah chapter 54, the same verse 4 and in verse 5, the Bible said, he has borne our griefs. That word grief is literally pain, and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken. To be stricken is pain, smitten of God, and afflicted. He carried our pain. He was buried with our pains. And then, number five, he was buried with our sicknesses.
He was buried with our sicknesses. Isaiah 53 and in verse 5, we saw that where the Bible said, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. Anybody who is healed with his stripe here, shout the loudest, say amen. And 1 Peter chapter 2 and in verse 24, 1 Peter chapter 2 and in verse 24, the Bible said who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. He was buried with our sicknesses. Number 5, 6, he was buried with our lack and scarcity. Our lack and scarcity. He was buried with our lack and our scarcity. 1 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9. Somebody says, that's so? So it was not only sin that Jesus carried. No. Lack and scarcity. 2 Corinthians 8 9 lesson. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor. He carried your scarcity and your shortage, that you through his poverty might be made rich.
Chai.
Revelation chapter 5 and in verse 12, he said, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. He was slain to receive power, which means he carried the lack and the scarcity. Number 7, he was buried with our death. The premature death, like we said at the vigil. He was buried with our death. He was buried with our death. Hebrews chapter 2 and in verse 9. Hebrews chapter 2 and in verse 9. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that by the grace of God he should taste death for every man. Keep going. For it became him, for whom are all things and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. For both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all of one. For which cause he's not ashamed to call them brethren. Say, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee. And again I will put my trust in him. And again, behold, I and the children which God has given me. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself took part of the same, that through death he might die death. He might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. What is of very, very great interest is what I'm about to say right now. Even though he was buried, he was buried. Hallelujah. I'm sorry, women, in case you are saying, why are you using woman for illustration? Right? I'm sorry. I didn't want to despise you. But I use men all the time. So somebody say, why don't you respect the dignity of lady? All the things were laid with him when he was buried. All of them. And all the things that pertain to you. All the things that pertain to you. And then that happened until he resurrected. Now you can resurrect. He stood up
without any of them.
Even though he was buried with your challenge, he did not rise with them. He left them in the grave. He left them in the lower parts of the earth. Hey! Hey! Are you just sitting and looking like that? That is the triumph of Calvary. Is the triumph of the resurrection. He was buried with your challenges, but he never arose with any of them. Am I speaking to somebody here? That is why you can walk in the newness of life. That is why you can walk free of the spirit of bondage and iniquity. You can walk free of the spell of rejection. You can walk free of depression and sorrow. You can walk free from pain and every demonic diagnosis of hypertension, of diabetes, of hypertension, of every demonic disease of cancer. You can walk free of every affliction of lack and scarcity and shortage and the spirit of premature death. Whatever Christ carried, you are not meant to carry. Whatever he arose from is not meant to be attached to your life. This morning I announce to somebody, as we take his body and his blood in the communion to commemorate his sacrifice, I see your freedom right now. Help me walk to 7 people. Tell them he arose without your affliction. He arose without your challenges. He arose without your challenges. Managala yada hasana. Letesete fete sina gala yada. Oh my God. You will still help me. Mashada Galayara. He arose. Now, there are three declarations we are making. He arose without your challenges. He arose without your challenges. Go ahead, tell 7 people like that. He arose without your challenges. Have you done that? Now, the second one, walk to 7 people, tell them, he left your problems in the grave. Hey! He left your problems in the grave. He left your debt in the grave. He left rejection in the grave. He left depression in the grave. He left frustration in the grave. He left premature death in the grave. Are you ready for the third level? Shout to somebody, say, you are free, walk in freedom. You are free, walk in freedom. You are free. All ye people, shout to the Lord with the voice of triumph. He was buried with your challenge. He never arose with it. If you are looking for your rejection, go to the grave and find it. If you are looking for your depression, go to the grave and find it. If you are looking for your pain, go to the grave and find it. If you are looking for your sickness, go to the grave and find it. If you are looking for the poverty and the rejection, go to the grave and find it. If you are looking for premature death, hey! When he was crucified, we were crucified. We were in him when he was crucified. We were buried with him when he was buried. We arose with him when he arose. That is the mystery of identification. Am I speaking to somebody here at all? That was why Paul the Apostle said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I. And the life that I live now, I live by the faith of the Son of God. I am living a new life, not the old life that is already in the grave. Hey, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word. You are hearing these things now, so you can walk in faith and say, no way, I cannot carry what has been buried. I cannot carry what has been buried. I cannot carry what has been buried. I cannot carry the HIV, the hepatitis, the liver disease, the hypertension, the heart disease. I cannot carry what has been buried. I cannot carry the depression, the low self-esteem, the rejection. I can't carry it. Somebody scream! Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Look at church everywhere. He was crucified. Now you are going to complete this now. He was crucified. Died. Now even the he you did was in capital. He was crucified. Died and was buried with the challenges of mankind. But he never arose with them. He never arose with them. This, if the message stopped here already, you are free to walk free and free and clean and tell the devil, you want to impose on me the hypertension that is in the grave? I cast both you and that hypertension into the grave. He loves me. I cannot say why. He loves me. I cannot say why. On Calvary Street, Jesus suffered for me. He loves me. I cannot say why. He loves me. I cannot say why. He loves me. I cannot say why. On Calvary Street, Jesus suffered for me. He loves me. I cannot say why. He loves me. I cannot say why. He loves me. I cannot say why. On Calvary Street, he suffered. Let's move to the third level. The master. Now, say it like this. The master did not just resurrect alone. Many resurrections happened at his resurrection. This is both literal and symbolic. The master did not resurrect alone. Many resurrections happen at his or with his resurrection. Many resurrections happened with his resurrection. I'm sure you have seen this before, and maybe you were confused. In Matthew chapter 27, verse 50 to verse 53. Matthew 27, 50 to verse 53. The Bible said, Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. And the earth did quake, and the rocks rent. Here it gets scary and a bit creepy. And the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose and came out of the graves after his resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared to many. I don't know who was in that cathedral. Probably Abraham, David, Elijah. Just got up, all of them. So yes, I'm Elijah. I just resurrected with his resurrection on my way to the holy city. See you at the end. Hey! Hey! Ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay. It was to me the foretaste of the rapture. The first fruits, you see. Satan was in charge. In charge literally from the foundation of the earth until Jesus died. And when he died, he broke the power of death, broke the power of the grave, he broke all powers. And as he arose, physical sins arose. Wow. At the end, I'll find out whether they will experience another rapture. Those ones. They arose. They arose. They didn't arise. They didn't arise or arose. Or they didn't rise. They didn't rise. Silently and quietly, they showed themselves to people. They went into houses and probably their lineages and communities. I am the Daniel you heard about, I'm sure. Oh yes, I can remember the picture. We just came up with him on our way to the holy city. See you at the end. Make sure you don't miss it, okay? Hey! That is why I say his resurrection is your resurrection. Are you ready? Will you stand up and shout the loudest amen? Say after me, no devil can tie me down. No force in hell can hold me down. My master arose, and I arose with him. I was a medical student in 500 level when I believe it was a hematology lecturer who came into class. Very, very confused and very angry. He said, I went to church this Easter Sunday morning, and my priest taught a very terrible heresy that some people resurrected when Jesus resurrected. I said, yes, I did. Let me open the Bible for you and show you where it is. I showed the teacher the scripture. He put his hand on his mouth. He said, so it is in the Bible. You see, I thought that the man was just talking. He says, so it is in the Bible. Ay, 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 ay. I announce to you today, everything that is held down and tied down in your life is coming up alive. Before you sit down again, walk to seven people. Tell them, I arose with him. I arose with him. Everything about me is rising. My life is rising. My destiny is rising. Everything is rising. Everything is rising. Everything is rising. Is somebody in Lusaka, Zambia hearing this? And Cotonou, Benin Republic, Lome, Togo, Accra, Ghana. I rose up, he arises. I am rising. Everything about me has risen because he arose. Give him the praise. He arose.
Many blasphemous things today. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Haven't seen that people resurrected. Aside people, there were other resurrections that we can extrapolate from the resurrection of the Master. And I'm going to itemize about seven of them. Number one is the resurrection of hope. When Jesus resurrected, hope resurrected. It was the resurrection of hope. The disciples were both afraid and hopeless after the crucifixion. They were afraid. They were hopeless. In John chapter 20 and in verse 19, you will see how hopeless they were. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for the fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst of them and said unto them, peace be unto you. Their hope was gone. Suddenly hope reappeared. Peace be unto you. I'm back. Here am I. I'm here. It is in Jesus Christ that the prophetic scripture of Job chapter 14 verse 7 was fulfilled. You see, hear what he said? Job 14 and in verse 7. He said, for there is hope of a tree. If it be cut down, that it will not sprout again, and that the tender branch thereof will cease. Though the root thereof wax old in the earth, and the stalk thereof die in the ground, yet through the scent of water it will bud and bring forth boughs like a plant. Are you doubting that? It shall come out as a root out of a dry ground. Isaiah chapter 11 verse 1. He was a root out of a dry ground. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And he proceed on. And that root out of the dry ground was cut. They say, let us see. Let's guard him. I say, no. There is hope for the tree. And it sprouted back on the third day. Beloved, if there was hope for the master who died, was killed, was eliminated, the Spirit of the Lord showed me two things on this matter. And I want to share with you. One, there is no lost hope in God. There is no hope too lost that cannot be found in God. There is no lost hope in God. I don't know who is here, and God is speaking to today. I don't know the area of your life where the hope was lost. Jesus resurrected and hope resurrected. I announce to you today, there is the resurrection of that hope. Shout the loudest amen. Douala Cameroon, shout the loudest amen. Number two, there is no lost cause in God. No lost cause. C-A-U-S-E. You were pursuing a cause, a purpose, an agenda, and it looks like it is lost. Cameroon is responding now. And it appears like it is lost. God giving purpose. God giving agenda. You know you are not doing this thing by yourself. You know God has a hand in it. And the devil says it's a lost cause. That devil is a liar. I stand here by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I declare there is a resurrection for that cause. A resurrection of that purpose. Shout the loudest. Amen. So it was the resurrection of hope. Number two, the resurrection of possibility. Mm.
long ago. Long ago.
That old account was settled long ago. And the record is clear today that he washed my sins away. The old account was settled long ago.
John chapter 2 and in verse 18 all the way to verse 21. Then answered the Jews and said unto him, what sign showest thou unto us, seeing that thou doest these things? Jesus answered and said unto them, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. See, then said the Jews, 46 years was this temple in building, and will you rear it up in 3 days? You are talking about an impossibility. But he spake of the temple of his body. You are talking about an impossibility. What you are talking about cannot happen. It will not happen. But he said, watch and see. And it happened. Now listen to 2 things that I will say to you on this matter. Number 1, nothing is beyond the scope of divine possibility. Nothing. Nothing is beyond the scope of divine possibility. There is nothing that can be said, this is impossible with God. Was that Jeremiah 32 and in verse 17 and 27? He said, Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. Verse 27. Lord God, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Nothing is beyond the scope of divine possibility. The second thing we know from there is that in God, whatever is believable is realizable. Whatever is believable is realizable. Are you here in Manchester? Things are being made possible for you right there. Whatever is believable is realizable. Whatever is believable is realizable. In Matthew chapter 9 and in verse 29. Matthew 9:29, he said, then touch thee their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it unto you. Somebody say loud, amen. The resurrection resurrected possibility. It is saying anything is possible. Anything is possible. Anything is possible. Anything is possible. Anything in God is possible. Apart from sinning. Apart from lying. God cannot lie. He cannot cheat. He cannot die. Beyond that, anything in God is possible. This resurrection Sunday morning, somebody is walking into a possibility that will amaze you, amaze your family, amaze those who know you, amaze your enemies. Shout the loudest, amen. Number 3, it is the resurrection of power. The resurrection of power. The resurrection of power. Matthew chapter 28:1-2. When in the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. He stepped in. The resurrection came with, it was a quakeous move, a resurrection of power. Let me make 2 things clear to you today. The power of God is an irresistible, unstoppable, unbeatable force. Irresistible, unstoppable, unbeatable. I'm sure you still remember when I said some time ago that Jesus spoiled principalities and powers and made a show of them openly. I'm sure you remember that the resurrection was the greatest display of God's power. Because that was the most resisted agenda of God from creation. Satan, you saw the drama they were playing right there. Satan never wanted humankind redeemed. So when Jesus died and he was buried and went into the lowest part of the earth, Lucifer, the prince of darkness, Beelzebub, and all the demons, the principalities and territorial powers of Asia and Europe and America and Africa and all the dark places of the earth, all assembled in hell, in the lower part of the earth. Like the way that army officer told us the other day that their troop was confronted and the terrorists told each other, send your strongest fighters, and they were in battle for 5 hours. This one was worse than that. Hold him! He deceived the people, saying he will resurrect. Let us see how he will resurrect. And they were there for 3 days, not knowing that he was on a divine agenda. He said after 3 days he will come back. You know, he needed to die. He needed to be buried. He needed to pay the claims of justice. He needed to spend some time there for the whole of humankind's redemption. But when the third day arrived, and he began to shake and to move, just one move, all the demons scattered. And then he approached that gate and said, lift up your heads, ye gates, and be thou lifted, you everlasting doors. Let the King of Glory step in. Who is this King of Glory? He is the Lord God, mighty in battle. Lift up your head. And those gates went, and he liberated the captives that were held and all of that, and stepped forth, arose, and went victorious. That was power that could not be resisted, power that could not be stopped, power that could not be beaten. I announce to somebody here today, you are about to experience a power from heaven that no devil can fight, that no witch can resist, that no occultic manipulation can confront. This believer shall the Lord say, amen. And after he came out of the grave, the angel rolled away the stone. He rolled the stone. Sorry. He rolled the stone off. Ogahas come out. He sat on the stone. Let me see who will block it back. He sat on the stone. That was the messenger from heaven. With the might of the Almighty. His face was like the sun. In power, in authority, in splendor. Let us see who will roll back that stone. Hey! The meaning of that to you is, God is about to do something in your life that no devil can reverse. No devil can reverse. No devil can reverse. No devil can reverse. You believe that? Stand on your feet. Help her right there. And shout the loudest, amen. Look at your neighbor and say, God is about to do something in your life that no devil can reverse. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. It was the resurrection of power. And the first thing. And now you are showing me more. Manchester, Dunamis Croyd in London, UK. I'm sure you all are getting ready for the next 10 days. Give the Lord a big clap. Croyd, give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Listen to this. Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. He said, from verse 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. This is the second point we want to make. That the power of God is sovereign, supreme, ultimate. Is sovereign, supreme, ultimate power. Meaning, and what I mean, the power, all power answer to God's power and it answers to no power. All power answers to God's power, and it answers to no power. The power of God can determine what happens to any other power. No power can determine what happens to the power of God. That power of God is about to confirm the uselessness of the power of witchcraft in your life and in your family. It's about to confirm the uselessness of the power of the occult in your life and in your family. If you believe that, shout the loudest, amen. Number four, it is the resurrection of prophecy. We read already in John chapter 2, verse 18 to 21, where he said, destroy this temple, and I'll raise it up after 3 days. And they said he spake of the temple of his body. Now in Matthew chapter 28 and in verse 6, when he resurrected and the angel was talking to the people, he said, he is not here, for he is risen as he said. Come and see, to convince you, the place where the Lord lay, where they kept him. Come and see it. It is the resurrection, the realization of prophecy. That is what the resurrection resurrected with. And two things again. One, that God does not speak idle, vain, empty words. He doesn't speak idle, vain, empty words. He himself said, every vain thing people speak, they'll give account of it. Matthew 12:36. He said, but I say unto you, that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. God does not know how to speak idle words. He does not know how to speak vain words. He does not know how to speak empty words. And secondly, God will do anything. That is, move anything out of the way to fulfill his word, to fulfill his counsel. God will do anything, move anything out of the way to fulfill his word. And I'm not done yet, because his integrity is at the back of his word. He will do anything. He will move anything out of the way to fulfill his word, because his integrity is at the back of his word. Isaiah chapter 46, verse 9 to 10. Isaiah 46, 9 to 10. Remember the former things of old. For I am God, and there is none else. That is who I am. I am God, and there is none like me. Because of this, I declare the end from the beginning, and from ancient times, the thing that I'm not yet done saying. My counsel must stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Because I am God, I am not man. Man can say it and not do it, but not me. Everyone here today, again, under the sound of this voice, whatever prophecy is at stake in your life, whatever counsel of heaven is at stake in your life, whatever scripture, whatever promise of God you have read in the Bible, but is yet to be fulfilled in your life and experience, today, on this resurrection day, it shall come to pass. Listen. God needed to bury Pharaoh for his word to come to pass. He needed to bury Pharaoh, move Pharaoh out of the way, bury him in the Red Sea. If God need to bury person, in this season, if person need burial for his purpose in your life to be fulfilled, that person shall be buried.
You know, there are human beings that are possibly almost worse than the devil. Plenty of them. At times I wonder whether there are human... Now, this is between me and you. Between us, okay? Don't tell anybody. There are people that at times I feel they have a mixed blood. Half demon, half man. They are not totally humans and not totally demons. Humans, human. There are those in scripture, they call them Nephilims. That were the hybrid of demons and people. Literally. Literally. When the sons of men went into the daughters of all that in the book of Revelation and the giants grew out of the earth, they were extraordinary persons. So they don't have human feeling. They have demonic emotion. They are excited with the sorrow of people. They cause pain for entertainment. Oh, they cause pain for they entertain themselves with the pain of people whose doom is sealed. But I announce to you, irrespective of who they are, forces from hell, anyone standing in the way of the purpose of God for your life and your destiny, they will be moved out of the way, and the counsel of the Lord shall stand. You believe that? Shout the loudest, amen. Shout the loud most, amen. That was number four. Number five is the resurrection of joy. Anybody whose joy is resurrected, shout the loudest, amen. In Matthew chapter 28 and verse 10, verse 8, Matthew 28 and verse 8, the same resurrection scripture, and they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. When they heard of the resurrection, they departed quickly from this sepulchre with fear, some trepidation, but with the greatness of joy, and ran to bring word to the disciples. Somebody say joy. When the master was buried, it was like their joy was buried. And there may be many people here today. Certain things happen as if you lost your job and that ended your joy. You lost a relationship. Maybe you lost a dear person. And the joy seemed to have disappeared. This morning is the resurrection of joy. What was the joy about? One, it was the experience of mourning that was turned into dancing. Mourning. 3 days ago, they were in great mourning. Today, they were in celebration. The joy, the experience of mourning turned into dancing. It is the experience of captivity turned around. For when the Lord shall turn again the captivity of Zion, Psalm 126 verse 1, 2, we were like them that dream. Then what? Verse 2, then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. That was the experience of the disciples. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord has done great things for them. Psalm 30 and in verse 11. Isakoko balata yatalaya. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. You have put off sad cloth. Sackcloth equals sad cloth. It was the cloth of sadness. And has guarded me with gladness. Somebody here today, that spell of sorrow, that spell of depression that the enemy placed and hung around your life, today it is broken. It's the experience of mourning that was turned into dancing. Number two, it was the experience of a new beginning.
starting afresh. The resurrection was the end of an old life and the beginning of a new. It was the joy, the experience of a new beginning. The resurrection brought a new beginning. Somebody, your new beginning is here. Say it loud, amen. What else was resurrected? I have two more. Number six is the resurrection of light. Matthew 28 verse 2 and 3. Matthew 28 verse 2 and 3. When the angel came, there was light. And behold, there was a great earthquake. For the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning and his raiment white as snow. Countenance was like lightning. His raiment white as snow. Hallelujah. Somebody say light. Somebody say light. Somebody say light. Now listen to this. The resurrection of light is, it means two things. Number one, it is the resurrection of direction. The resurrection of illumination. He is the light of the world. It is the resurrection of illumination. It is the resurrection of direction. If there is anyone here today that is battling with direction in life, your season of confusion is over forever. It is the resurrection of direction. The resurrection of illumination. Number two, the resurrection of light is the conquest of darkness. He as light arose to conquer darkness.
Crucified. He lived to the rejected line like a rose stampled on the ground.
He took the fall.
You took the fall
and thought of me.
And thought of me. Crucified, crucified.
You live to die. Rejected.
Rejected.
Like a rose.
Like a rose. Trampled on.
You took the fall.
You took the fall.
And thought of me.
And thought of me.
Satan was trying to bury the master. It was literally the burial of light. In fact, the burial of the sun. If possible, Malachi chapter 4 verse 2, but unto you that fear my name shall the sun of righteousness arise with healing in his wings. The sun has been up there for millenniums, shines without dimming, rises every day without tiring, burns
without burning out. You have seen your electric bulb, pow. You have seen no low current, dim.
Mm-mm.
They say the one buried son. On the third day, son said, I am still here. And I remain the son of righteousness. That same power is coming upon you. That same grace is coming upon you. That same help is coming upon you. You believe that? Shout the Lord and say amen. So apart from the individuals that resurrected with the master, what else resurrected? It was the resurrection of what? Number one. The resurrection of what? Hope. Number two, the resurrection of possibility. Number three, the resurrection of power. Number four, the resurrection of prophecy. Number five, the resurrection of joy. Number six, the resurrection of light. Number seven, the resurrection of life. Nairobi, Kenya, shout life. Glory Dome, Abuja, Nigeria, shout life. It was the resurrection of life. Mahashato Kokolere. Look at this. John chapter 11, verse 25. They are rejoicing. Hallelujah. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. I am the resurrection and the life. Two things that we are seeing here. All right. In this one, we are going to look at life in five or six things. Number one, the life of God is dieless life. Everlasting life stronger than death. Or rather, the resurrection life is dieless life. Everlasting life. That is stronger than death. Two, the resurrection life is limitless life. Life that cannot be caged. That was what Jesus expressed after the resurrection. Three, the resurrection life. Is that three or four? The resurrection life is miraculous life. It's not normal, natural life. It is a miracle. The meaning is, Jesus brought dieless life to you. That is, you can't be cut short before your time. You only go when it is time. He brought limitless life to you. No devil can cage your destiny. He brought miraculous life to you. Every day of your life is a miracle. Number four, the resurrection life is mysterious life. Life that cannot be explained. Is it not a mystery that people were gathered and somebody stood in their midst without passing through the door? Without passing through the door. Mysterious. Inexplicable life. We followers of the light of Jesus. You are to come to the point where your generation can't explain you. And people antagonize what they can't comprehend. So be ready for such antagonism. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Mysterious, inexplicable. My own life, not everything can't be explained. So mysterious. Somebody was sending me a text of appreciation around 3 a.m. this morning, or 3:30 or something. And I replied. He said, what? He was expecting the reply in the morning.
He said, "You are still awake?"
I wanted to say, "Were you sleeping when you sent me the text?" But maybe it's possible he slept and has woken up. And then, and you finish commanding the day. And you have to prepare for Sunday morning service. I'm not sure if I can boast of 3 hours sleep. I'm not sure if I can boast of such length of hour of sleep. I'm not sure. After night vigil, many of you were more tired than the preacher. I heard that to come for home cell, it was a challenge. After you slept all day. Do you understand what I'm saying here? And then you are standing on your feet. We'll be having a short meeting tonight. Ron Kenoy spoke to me and he said he wants to be in as many of our locations as possible. He's in New York. By our direction and guidance, he said he will minister. I should show him one or two places what he'd like to minister and so forth. And so we'll be having a session with him this evening in Uyo Dunamis Church. I'm sure they are watching right now. Oh, they already Easter evening worship. They already have it. And then we'll come back for crossover commanding the day, midnight prayer, crossing from March to April. Today is commanding the month. Oh, ho. Oh. Do you know that vernacular? Hey! 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 Clap your hands, all ye people! Shout to the Lord with the voice of triumph! It is mysterious life. May God bring you to a point where no devil can explain your life. Let me say it like this. Where they cannot forecast your life, no forecaster, no prognosticator will be able to tell where you are coming from or where you are going or how you are moving. He said, "For the wind bloweth where it listeth. Thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whether it cometh or whither it goeth." John chapter 3 verse 8. So is he that is born. Look at your neighbor. Say, "I am too windy to be understudied, to be understood." Hey! Somebody give the king the praise. Clap your hands, all you people. And finally, number 5 under this, and we are done. The resurrection life is lackless life. Life that is strange to lack is abundant life. I don't have the time to go into scriptures, but it was at the resurrection that Jesus saw Peter and the disciples fishing. In John chapter 21. Children, have you no food? They said they have no meat. He commanded them. They threw the net, caught so many fishes, the net did not break. They came to shore and saw fire with fish on it. Bread. That wasn't there before. Lackless, abundant. Provided you are a practitioner of the covenant, you are not permitted to be a victim of shortage, irrespective of the climate, irrespective of the economy. Somebody say amen. In conclusion this morning, how do you key in to the resurrections of the resurrection? The things that Jesus died
to get for you. How do you key in to the resurrections of the resurrection?
Number one,
be crucified with him. To tap and to draw into his life, be crucified with him. Galatians chapter 2 verse 20. He said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Be crucified. If you must resurrect with him, you must have been crucified with him. We call it death to self. You know, anything that characterizes your life, that inherited depravity, that carnal nature, Adamic nature, it is different from many people. But the center of it is pride, arrogance, selfishness. It must be crucified. That temper that cannot be controlled must be crucified. That bitterness, malice, where people have died and they are in their grave, yet you have not forgiven them, must be crucified. That jealousy, competitive tendency, everybody is your competitor. Dressed like this, I dress you, it must be crucified. That uncontrolled appetite and taste for the abominable. Alcoholic taste, cigarette taste, pornographic taste, masturbation taste, iniquitous, immoral taste. It must be crucified and crushed. Oh, to be like thee. Oh, to be like thee. Blessed Redeemer, pure as thou art. Come in thy fullness, come in thy sweetness, stamp thine own image deep in my heart. And Lord, I want to be like Jesus in my heart, Lord, I want to be like Jesus. In my heart, in my heart, in my heart, in my heart, Lord, I want to be like Jesus. In my heart, in my heart. In my heart, Lord, I want to be like Jesus.
It is going before God and saying, Lord, what is that nature? What is that character? What is that tendency that must die in me? That must be crushed in me? That thing that is an enemy of you, an enemy of the life of God. Paul said, I die daily. We'll take a full session on death to self one of these days. Number one, be crucified for him, with him. Number two, live for him. Philippians chapter 1 verse 21. He said, for to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. If death must be gained, life must be lived for him. If our death must be gained in eternity, our life must be lived for him. We cannot read 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 15 enough. 2 Corinthians 5 and in verse 15 he said, and that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again.
Live for him. Live for him. Live for him. It's possible to live for you. It's possible to live for your pleasures. It's possible to live for society. But the best way to live, it's possible to live for just this time and be careless about the time to come. But the best way to live is to live for him.
Lord, prepare me a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. We thank thee.
I'll be. Sanctuary. Can we all stand upon our feet everywhere we are?
Sing, Lord, prepare me. God, to be a sanctuary.
We are an holy.
Up your hands and begin to thank the Lord. Lift your hands high up, high up, high up. Go ahead and thank the Lord for his goodness. Thank him for his mercies. Thank him for his word to you. Thank him for his goodness and mercies. Lift up your voice, lift up your hands and appreciate him and thank him and honor him and adore him. Go ahead and speak to God. Lift your hands and thank him for Calvary.
All the way to Calvary, he went for me. He went for me. He went for me. All the way to Calvary. He went for me. He died to save me.
All the way to Calvary.
All the way to Calvary.
He went. My Savior went. My Jesus went.
All the way to Calvary.
All the way to Calvary.
Lift your voice and sing all the way.
He went for me. He died to save me.
Lift up your hands right now and ask, Lord, I thank you for the blood that was shed on Calvary. I thank you for the benefits of resurrection. I appreciate you and I take full delivery of my benefits today. Say, Father, say, Father, thank you for your death on the cross of Calvary. Thank you, Lord. for the benefit of the resurrection. I thank you for the resurrections of the resurrection. I receive my portion right now in the name of Jesus. Go ahead, open your mouth and speak to God.
Two hands and receive what Jesus has for you this morning. Lift your hands, everybody. So I'll cherish. Everywhere you are, lift your hands high up. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. I stand here by the authority of God today. to announce
the resurrection of hope and restoration of possibility.
Amen.
And resurrection and restoration of power.
Amen.
And resurrection of your prophecy.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, your joy that the devil took is here back. I prophesy the resurrection of your light. And I declare life.
Amen.
Jesus took your iniquity. Every bondage that is tying your life down, I declare it broken right now in the name of Jesus. He was buried with your rejection. Every spirit of rejection, die in the name of Jesus. He was buried with your sorrow and your depression. I declare the arrest of the garment of heaviness and depression now in the name of Jesus. He was buried with your pains. The pain is gone. He was buried with your sickness. He was buried with your lack and your scarcity and your shortage. And that premature death that was looking for you. Today is the expiry day.
Amen.
Lift your hands high.
I saw the woman or the sister with the neck collar right there. Jesus carried that pain. Can you step to the aisle if you don't mind? Jesus carried that pain. You are not permitted to carry it anymore. Lift your hands, everybody. And everyone, everywhere you are, somebody with a left knee, arthritis or affliction, God is healing you right now. A breast milk flow, galactorrhea, hyperprolactinemia, hormonal imbalance, is being healed right now. In the name that is above every name. Ulcer is being healed. Hernia is being healed. A prostate disease in a man is being healed. Arrows of premature death. What my Father in heaven has not planted in your life, I declare they are unplanted right now.
Amen.
Lift your two hands, and when I say the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, you scream, I receive at the top of your voice in all our locations. Get ready for your healings, your miracles, your deliverance, your turnaround. Father, let the fire flow in the name of Jesus. When I say 1, 2, 3, you place your hand on your head, scream, I receive at the top of your voice in the name of Jesus. 1, 2, and 3. Receive. Place your hand on your head now. Receive. Receive it. Receive it. And when you are there, receive, 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 receive. In the name of Jesus, 100% of pains are cleared out. Lift your hands again for a second touch. Madam, the power of God is on you. The name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3. Touch. Power. That's right. Take it. Now, it is done. Everyone lift up your two hands now. When I say the name of Jesus, again, 1, 2, 3, you place the hand on your head and scream, I receive. And then begin to pray in the spirit. After that, you begin to do what you couldn't do before. Let the fire fall. Receive the touch of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, and 3. Touch. Receive it. And though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, in Jesus' precious name. Somebody also that came here with a bleeding condition, that bleeding has been arrested. Sister, you are healed. Check your neck. Yes, move it. See, look up. Look at the roof.
Look down. If you move it off, you can confirm that you are healed. Everywhere you are this moment, check yourself and confirm your healing. Confirm your healing and step forward here. Father, thank you. Move that neck, mother. It's gone. Be healed. Be whole. Be well. In the name of Jesus. That person with the left knee that is healed, the hernia that is healed, the ulcer that is gone, lower back and whatever was wrong with you, check yourself. Issue of blood arrested. Breast milk flow arrested. Rush to the front and let us know what happened. All right, just move faster now. Move faster. Move faster. Sister, forward for a second touch. Master, we give you the praise. Please sit down, people. Very soon we shall be taking the resurrection communion and trusting God that everything that is not of God in our lives be flushed out. Get yourself set.